When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. I'm Atik.
And I'm Nyla.
We're both professional registered homeopaths, and between us have over 25 years of professional practice in this field of healing.
The Homeopathy Health Show is the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcasts around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing and healthcare, which is suitable for all ages, young and old.
Every week, we invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy.
Visit www.ukhealthradio.com to listen now. To find out more about us, you can visit us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk. And whilst you are there, do subscribe to our newsletter.
Be inspired.
And join the conversation.
So let's begin today's show here on the UK Health Radio Network, the world's number one talk health radio.
Real feel good radio.
Hi, welcome to another episode of the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And I am Atik Ahmed Bharti.
And I am your co-host, Nyla Cheema.
Absolutely wonderful to be back for another episode. And you will remember back in March, there was a three-part special. Actually, March and beginning of April, we had a three-part special with Ton Jansen and Roger Savage called Fighting Fire with Fire. And you can check that out on all the podcast platforms available. And also go to homeopathyhealth.podbean.com, or hey, just Google it. Google my name, Google Nyla's name, or Google the Homeopathy Health Show, and woohoo, you will have access to those three recordings, which are all about human chemistry and how it is really making an impact in the world of homeopathy, how it's supporting and helping practitioners, and, you know, bringing to life this possibility of, you know, when we all get stuck and we think, oh my God, what am I going to do? What do I have to do with this patient to get them to respond? What is that blockage? Is it miasmatic? Have I got the totality wrong? What am I supposed to do? Well, actually, ladies and gentlemen, from me and Nyla, on the world's number one radio talk show on homeopathy, I have to say human chemistry does have an answer, and it's all to do with the buildup of toxicity and how to get rid of it. So I'm absolutely delighted to welcome back Ton Jansen today to this episode and Roger Savage. So from both of us, welcome with huge virtual hugs, and there is no need for detox on the both of us.
Thank you very much for a wonderful introduction.
So we have some good news, don't we, Nyla, coming up for those interested in human chemistry. And actually, even if you're not interested, for anyone who wants to up their game as far as the outreach they have to patients and cases where that can become very complicated, but also at a very pertinent time, which is now, how to treat patients who have been on lifelong medications or just have a buildup of toxicity. So, Nyla, do share.
So, for everyone who is as interested as I am, we are coming up with an introductory masterclass with the very famous Ton Jansen and Roger Savage to help you all understand the basics of human chemistry, fighting fire with fire. Why do we choose this method? Why is this the need for today? They are going to share their passion. They're going to share their experiences with you all with a free live session for everyone to join. Stay with us. The dates will be revealed soon. And after that, whoever joins the course, there will be live recordings and a live Q&A with them both, with all your questions that will lead, this course will lead to their master classes. So it will be a foundational course where you'll understand how, why, what, when. And that will then help you build up your practice, build up your knowledge, because I am very interested in that in this course. I really wanted to do this. I've graduated and yes, I want to help each and every person who walks into my doors. I do want to help them with all the classical understandings, with all the sensation, all the whatever I have learned. But I don't want to limit myself if they need more help because the world is changing, the diseases are changing, our environment is changing, and we do need the change.
That's so beautifully said. And for more information, do visit our online platform for homeopathy in practice, which is the three big W's. Well, not caps lock, okay? It's a big lowercase W's, homeopathyinpractice.co.uk, and also on our socials at Instagram at homeopathy in practice and Facebook at homeopathy in practice. Now, you know what's really interesting? When I started using the human chemistry method, and I came across the remedies, and I thought, this is interesting. Poly-ABX antibiotics, for those who don't know, ABX for short, Poly-Bowel Plus, and then there's actually a very special one called Poly-Detox and Poly-Ton Detox, and there's so many other ones. Ton laughs, but I've got it on the shelf. So, and I always thought, okay, this is something I haven't come across. Let me try. Let me see. Let me use. And the results have been absolutely profound for not just everyday conditions, but where people are coming presenting chronic pathology, and where the situation can become quite, for any homeopath, no matter how many years one has experience of, cases are always, each case is individual, okay, as we very well know. And it's just been quite an eye-opener, I have to say. And as an avid user of a human chemistry method, myself and of course Nyla as well, it really has revolutionized the way that we look at patients and the way that we are able to help them. So you never feel that you've let anyone down. And you know, that's very important. And I say that very openly. We talk about homeopathy and we talk about how important it is to help serve humanity and how important it is every patient matters. But sometimes we get stuck. And you know, there's that feeling, isn't it, inside, as Jan Scholten has said, you know, we're lanthanides, okay, homeopaths. So, or carcs, you know, we feel and it hurts. But here is something which can actually help bridge that gap, and you're never left twiddling your thumbs as such, you know. And hey, enough about that. Let me go on to our guests. So, Nyla and myself, we welcome you both. And the masterclass is coming, the foundation course, should I say. Absolutely fantastic news. So, hey, welcome both of you, and let's talk human chemistry.
Yes, that's right, Mika. To talk about
I have a
chemistry
before
and
that, I have a question for you.
it...
Fighting fire with fire, you changed from human chemistry the name to fighting fire with fire. What were your thoughts behind it when you were choosing this name?
because you want to teach with the eagle the energy. So what is You can work only with the energy what is there on resonance, and this resonance can only be attached by the same energy, but then in a homeopathic dose. So, and that makes you free of this energy. So you can release the toxins, but you can also bring balance again with hormones and neurotransmitters. You can even trigger the system to be awake, that it will cope with what the real nature in man is, health. And that's another way of thinking, that a lot of people think that I do only detox, But it is not detox. It is bringing in balance. It's, of course, a big part is detox because people have come in your practice with medical diseases because of medication. That's you can't you have a repertorium and you find the remedies, but they don't act because you don't see the real natural energy, only the chemical energy you see. So you see even the mental symptoms are related to the medication people have had, and also the physical symptoms. So you need to look on another way to this kind of cases. So, and if you see, and in the near future, we have also a repertoria about human chemistry, all the remedies who I invite and who are made by Hahnemann Apotheke and other apothecaries to help to detox and bring people in balance, new remedies who are easy to find with a new repertoire. And there also are mental issues about medications. And so we have also a mental part in this repertoire. So it makes it more easy to find your way. So there's a complete new part, what was missing in the homeopathic system.
That's interesting. So that's really caught my attention because what we homeopaths use is a repertory to come to a remedy because we cannot just have everything in our mind unless we are geniuses like you who has all his remedies in his mind. So you are producing a repertory that will help people choose the detox remedies they need for their patients. That's what you mean?
Yes.
Brilliant. And when can we expect that?
We need to work hard, Roger,
Yes.
to refine everything, and
Exactly.
that's in the near future, the
Near
text
future.
before the end of the year.
Yeah. The first version of the text is done, but we need to check it.
Brilliant. Can't wait. So exciting and so needed
It
as
is.
well. Perfect moment.
We've had wonderful help doing it.
Brilliant. We can't do anything without help anyway. That's why we are here, helping each other, helping others get better where they need to be. Brilliant. Can't wait for this new repertory. So it will be in a book form or
And
also
also
available in.
with the company who have the repertorization programs.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Can't wait.
Yeah, we wish you the best of luck with that, and can't wait to use it, actually, to be honest. This, it will make life much, much easier as well. And that's actually quite interesting because you're talking about repertorization, and as homeopaths, we always go through, if we're talking chronic, and let's just even go down classical with saying, we come up with a constitutional remedy. We go through a case. And sometimes it's not that single remedy that's actually needed, but the detox first to clear. I always use that example. I jump forward here. I always use that example that you can vacuum a nice rug in your lounge, but sometimes you have to lift the rug up to see all the little bits of debris and then vacuum that. Then you've done a much better job because the rug is then clear and clean, right? Then you can actually vacuum the top and it works and everything works. And that's how I sort of relate to human chemistry and toxicity, I suppose, more so than the human chemistry method. But that this is where it's so important, isn't it, to make sure we sometimes step back and think about what the patient may need. So many patients are coming with, nearly all of them, you could say, actually have used years and years, maybe, of antibiotics, or they've been on thyroid medicine, or they've been on other medications, whatever they may be. And it's masked. There's even the symptoms become masked, don't they? They've become so complex.
So even they think they use no medicines, but only 7 or more than 20 paracetamols a week.
And sleeping pills they overlook.
Yeah.
How do you sleep? Oh, fine. Two pills and I'm away.
We all
Okay.
live in a fast we all live in this rush, isn't it? It's agonizing, actually, isn't
And
it, sometimes?
I have also a little example from chamomilla, the remedy for very explosive children don't want to be in a row on school. They want something and they throw it away, or they if they don't get what they want, they go on the floor, and these are very problematic children. And we get more and more of this type of children because they give drops with with a minimum dose, still is material dose, and they call it in Holland Chamodent. That's a liquid with chamomile in it. And when there is something problems with the teeth, they get these drops, and they get it for months. And then you get on the end a child of 5 or 6 years who is, you can't, his behaving is dramatic.
So
So
he's proving
he
chamomile.
needs a detox of chamomilla.
Now, I must say, this happened again. I was exactly thinking about chamomilla, and Ton started talking about chamomilla.
Amazing,
Oh,
amazing.
was thinking about chamomile
Oh,
tea,
it
which is
is.
used
Yeah.
so often in Germany. Everyone uses it, and then they are angry for no reason.
That
Yeah.
explains. Supposed to be calming, but if you have too much.
Yeah, it's stimulating then.
Yeah. What is the antidote of chamomilla?
Chamomile and potency then.
Augimella.
Ah, gumilla.
Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Millifolium.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Brilliant. That's needed, I think, in heavy doses.
Yeah, and it is, there are a lot of problems what we not yet know about Archimela millefolium. It's a very strong rheumatic remedy, very strong digestive remedy, but also with shaking brain d disease or whiplash.
Oh.
I
Wow.
have seen a child with shaken baby syndrome
Wow.
with millefolium, beautiful result.
Wow. So you
And
might need
this
that.
baby was crying because of all the vaccination this baby got. So every time he get a vaccination, he gets 2 nights of crying, brain crying. So I give millefolium, it did a great job, but then the headaches come back. So I give a detox of the vaccines and antibiotics, and then millefolium, and never it comes back.
Amazing. That's the power, isn't it? That's the power of this method, because it goes in and removes that obstacle to cure, you could say, you know? And it's all artificial. It's an artificial obstacle to cure because the toxicity in the body is rife. I mean, I know that there's a recent example where it's not related to HC as such, but there's a recent example of a child with autistic traits. And that autism is also classed when you are, sometimes you just, the vaccines just don't sit very well, you know, and it causes a lot of heat in the body, it causes a lot of heat in the brain. And either correct administration of, or administering the correct remedy at that time can have profound results. And detox is just as literally as important at that same time to be able to do that, right?
Yeah. And when there's an acute a brain crying after a vaccine, then it's Dioscorea fallosa, a beautiful remedy. So in a way, human chemistry makes homeopathy more easy.
Yes, agreed. Absolutely agreed. And it's interesting. I have a question for you, actually. Somebody may say, well, if, as a homeopath, I am coming to the similimum remedy, let's say, is that not going to be sufficient? Why would I need a human chemistry method?
Because when the blockades, you need to cure the blockades. If you don't do this, that's what also saying in the Organon, then you can give the similium. And it do something for a few months, and the problems come back. Because, and I believe there is no similium. Because our life is revolving, it's growing, we change every 7 years, even all our cells are changed, replaced for new. And so we are every year renewing our system. And every 7 years, we have all new cells. So we are not busy to become old. We are busy to stay young.
That's quite interesting what you've just said there, you know, especially with seven, for so many other reasons, which I won't go into at this moment. But it's interesting where the cells are replacing, and this question, this old question about the similimum and that remedy, you know, that one remedy. But we're so complex, aren't we, as human beings at this moment in time where we are now in the world, and how everything is so connected, and how we are overpowered and overwhelmed with chemicals and pesticides and toxicity. And it's just the way things are, right? It is what it is. Yeah, you've got to move on, you've got to progress, but progress comes with a lot of negativity as well. Generally, in our case, it's on our health, isn't it?
Yeah.
And this is where we need to think and we need to reflect when we're treating our patients.
Even when we look in our environment with all the radiation, special 5G, it's dramatic. Everywhere is Wi-Fi. If you have your cell phone on your ear, your brain, in the middle of your brain, the temperature within 10 minutes goes up with 1 degrees. So you can imagine what you do when you have an hour this phone on your head. And even the wireless ear
buds.
Plugs,
ear buds.
They are dramatically changing your system.
You're absolutely right.
A lot of brain cancer. So what we need to do? The homeopathic detox method has a solution for this. And that's the polar radiation plus 5G.
That's very important nowadays, for example, because if we go back, if we go 10, 15 years back, we didn't have such tools in our homes. We didn't have Wi-Fi. We didn't have mobile phones, these earplugs, the earbuds, and all the equipment that modern-day child is equipped with. And a child is using these screens for so long. And I have been thinking about it because our pineal gland is the one who tells our hypothalamus, like, it's a time to mature. The melatonin production reduces, and we get into adulthood. Puberty is initiated, and now and we are in front of the blue screens all the time. The melatonin production is reduced because of using the screen and staying indoors all the time, because we are not having enough sunlight. Kids are not having enough sunlight. And I'm seeing this in my practice. The kids are getting mature, or the puberty is initiated earlier than it was before. Like 7, 6, 8 years old girls are showing signs of puberty, which was very uncommon previously. What do you think about this? Is just me thinking about these things.
We need to understand the relation between melatonin, serotonin, the pineal glands, the vitamin D, and the blue light. The blue light sucks the vitamin D. You see the children with very low vitamin D. They're not outside of the buildings. The whole day they are inside. And when they are outside, they have a cap on their head. So you need to have the sunlight into your eyes. Even all the people who are in the puberty, they have sunglasses. Your eyes absorb the most vitamin D.
And even in winter, these sunglasses.
So it is dramatic what is there. So they have low melanocyte-stimulated hormone, they have no GCMAF in the system. So when there is something what is not healthy, we get cancer cells
But
somewhere, somehow.
for their early onset puberty, don't you think there could be a link with the long history of contraceptives, artificial hormones, which
Amazing,
we
isn't it?
regard as now an absolutely normal part of life?
We are very strong devaluation of health and even our mindset. It's so low, it's so empty. It is a pity that the creation quality of the brain of children is so diminished because of all the computer thing and even the artificial the IE.
AI, AI,
Artificial
AI.
intelligence, yes.
Yeah,
I.e.
that has it's brought many benefits, but it does somewhat change your thought process, I've noticed,
What
because
does?
even you can be writing. There's some a lot of AI apps now available where it can rewrite scripts for you, and it's brilliant. It's really good, so much more efficient than any human mind. But I have found when it comes to one thinking themselves after having used, these apps for some time, let's say, the mind stops. That creativity and that spark that is usually there sort of dampens down. So it's keeping everything in moderation, isn't it? It's so hard, isn't it, though? It's so hard to do everything. How do you stay on the middle path? I used this example just recently with somebody, but it's
Well,
hard. It is hard to
use
do.
everything with caution. May we point out to everyone that none of today's interview has been helped by AI.
Yeah,
No.
I'm human. Nyla's human. Ton is definitely human, and so is Roger. This
Exactly. So this is the
is
real
our voice.
spontaneously generated life experience.
Hello.
That was brilliant, Roger. Loved it.
I love
Nothing
that.
is generated. This is
Hey.
all human generated content, everyone. Absolutely.
Well, it
Yeah.
was a beautiful thing. I was in the store, and there was a little child was watching at me and staring at me, and I looked to him, and the mother says, "Why are you staring at?" And this man has wrinkles because he smiles the whole day. Oh,
Oh,
wow. Brilliant. That was cute, actually. yeah,
Such a big compliment.
I got
A big
wrinkles.
compliment.
I got wrinkles, but you just can't see them.
That child hasn't been programmed by AI either.
So
No, amazing.
that's the reason I call my seminars and webinars always a party. It's a party of life and homeopathy. So,
the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
don't be too serious. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of course, I'm very serious, but always serious with a smile and a twink, and
serious with a
enjoy
light.
Also enjoy the consultations.
Yeah, loved it. I also always had a smile on my face, and people used to call me, "Oh, the girl with the smile."
Very good.
Compliment.
Well, there you are.
And we need to have this all as homeopaths.
Yeah.
It makes our life more easy.
It is. Enjoy life. Enjoy the process when we are doing those tasks, or even when we are talking to AI. Let's enjoy the process even at that time.
Yeah, enjoy. Absolutely enjoy it.
It's too perfect. The sentence is the structure. When I read something that is too perfect, I think that's not human generated. When I'm loving those spelling mistakes nowadays, because that gives me this feeling of, okay, that is written by a human.
And it had to happen with my name, didn't it? Yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you won't know what we're talking about, but hey, maybe an edit, I don't know.
So I say to people when they talk about their business or their jobs, and I say, do you enjoy what you are doing? The most people say, no, I need to work another 7 years and then I'm retired and I'm free.
Yeah.
And I say, then you need to stop now and start to be retired. But you are not happy then. Then you start to treatment and then they say goodbye to the employers, and then they start to find a new job. What gives them energy? That's really health. When you treat people who are not happy with a job, they change the job and they do what they really want to do in the world. Nowadays on school, they learn the children that they get when they study to be a lawyer, that they get a high income or a dentist or whatever. But it doesn't go about the income. It goes about the happiness, what you get out of your job. Because when you are happy in your job, you are sharing positive energy and this grows.
And income then comes.
In income, I have never in a worry about my income. Never. I was 18 and I get a very bad accident, and afterwards I say, poorness is nothing, none of my business.
Brilliant. Poorness is none of my business. That's so interesting, because I was in fashion before starting to study homeopathy. I studied nutrition, and then life happened. I was a mom, I had kids, and I couldn't work outside the home, because I always had this mind, I'm going to commit my life as a mother to my children. I'll give them the time they need. But I wanted to have some time of passive income coming, and it was really nice. The revenue was good, I was earning money, etc. But it wasn't giving me that satisfaction that I get from helping people. If they smile, oh, you told me this, I started that thing and it helped me. And at the very peak, when I actually established my business and I had my fourth child, I went into maternity leave and I just couldn't start back. I was having like sinking feeling. Will I go back to that job, or will I go start selling clothes again? If it is my passion, that's brilliant. If I love doing that, that's brilliant. But I didn't love it. And I found homeopathy. And I have never been happier before.
And now you're going to get smile wrinkles.
Yeah. And I might be looked at by a child, and I might hear the same compliment as you, Don.
Yeah,
then you'll know it.
You ask for it, so you get it.
Yeah, Absolutely.
So, Atik, you said, why human chemistry? Well, look how we've been talking. We've been talking in a way about happiness. And many of our patients know that something's wrong. And as their toxic load is cleared or reduced, and some positive influences go in, that's the change. Energy picks up, happiness increases. As Ton, you said, they may change their life, may change their job. This is all part of the pattern. Not told by us, but it just
And
occurs of
that's
itself.
curing,
Yeah.
that they change the reality, that they don't live in a fake reality, and they do it themselves. You
Yes.
can't blame others. That's their energy, and that is we can help that these people change this.
We are just a catalyst,
Yeah.
but never giving them instructions.
No.
It's amazing, isn't it, that we're talking about energy and there's so much positive energy here. We can all feel it, you know, this connection, and we're smiling and joking. We're having a very serious conversation at the same time, but all four of us. But it's interesting, isn't it, that how you can meet certain people in your life and you don't even realize you're going to smile because the smile is almost programmed in you that you know that person and you're going to smile because you feel safe, you feel comfortable, you feel loved. You know, it's so wonderful that those different emotions and the chemistry that works, isn't it? You know, and you just feel just like the word I often use this word is bliss. Everything is just perfect at that moment, isn't it? Nothing else matters, if you know what I mean, you know? Wonderful, isn't it? Wonderful.
So, and then about homeopathy again, this is also what we did just before, is also homeopathy. This is a real discussion we need to have with each other. Make free our mind, and then you are free to tell everything. You can feel everything again, even smell sensation. When people don't smell, have no smell anymore, that's a problem of the soul. They have too much trauma on things what they smell. So the body says, I don't smell, then I have no trauma. So if we found this trauma, that trauma can be toxins from vaccines or from medication or environment or radiation. If we remove this, then they smell again. On the moment, 30% of the population on the world doesn't smell anything. It is amazing.
And they some people even don't know that they don't smell.
Yeah, they don't know.
It's a survival mechanism, isn't it? Inbuilt.
So when I have the a good relation with outer, with flowers and everything, and also with cooking of food, because of the past, my mother was cooking with love and everything smells well. And so still I enjoy this. I have not bad memories about this,
Amazing.
that my mother was cooking and yelling at me. She didn't yell to me.
Beautiful memories indeed, you know. Absolutely. And you know, I'll touch upon something you just said, cooking with love. And seriously, I've seen that. I've seen that. There's a difference when you cook with love. It's so hard to explain. But there is a difference. I'm sure, Nyla, you've experienced this as well, right?
I experience it every day. Today, I'm like it's a chore to cook, and the food is something different than when I'm bringing something on the table to nourish my family. It's a totally different thing.
It's interesting how that works. You can do the same process literally to cook something, let's say, whatever it is, it's the same dish, two separate days. Just put the recipe of love in, which is literally an energetic vibration, isn't it? An emotion. And it just changes, and the food is delicious.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
And this gives
It's
a
brilliant.
higher memory on our cells. So it doesn't need to say that you did it with love. You did it with love. And that's a resonance to our food. And that
This.
brings health. Attention for things you do brings health. But now we have a lot of people who cook on induction. How you call this in
Yes,
England?
magnetic induction hob, and then
Yeah.
getting all that radiation.
That's an open microwave.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous. The photon energy is zero. There is no healthy energy
Yeah.
on the food.
And microwave cooks by breaking down the cell structure
Yeah.
and actually making the food radioactive.
Well, there was this comment, there was this post on social media recently that, have you ever seen an advertisement for a microwave? Interesting. I can't remember ever seen one. Not in the shops. Generally, like a TV advert, oh, this is the latest. I don't know. I've never seen one, but interesting. Food for thought. Limited,
I
certainly.
was in 1995 in Japan, and I saw in the store the microwaves are where they sold microwaves, and all the microwaves are with a sticker. It can harm your health.
Yeah,
But people
absolutely.
buy it because it can. It's not always.
And
They need to warn you, but on a special way so people buy it.
it's quicker. It's the time.
I'm
I know many
impressed you could
people.
read the Japanese, Ton. Very good.
Brilliant. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's like not even microwaves, the air fryers, and there are so many new things coming out just to quicken the food process. And we sometimes forget, why are we working so hard to have food on our plates, a house to live in, and a comfort of a family? What has happened in past years is work has become everything. And the comfort has become just a part of our life.
And we need to get it back.
We need to get it
Need to
back.
get it
Hum
back.
human
And
chemistry is about
that
balance.
starts with really healthy, when you are really healthy and detoxed and open for joy energy.
Yeah.
Joy and balance.
Joy and balance.
Keeping
Well,
the balance.
that's a beautiful way we are to end, actually, because we are actually at the end of this episode. And again, I would pass back to Nyla just to remind you all of the upcoming foundation course that we have.
Absolutely. Because I am extremely excited, so I would love to talk about it again. If you want to learn more about this method, more about what Ton has done, Roger and Ton have been working on this for a while, and we are bringing this to you so that you all can get introduced to this method as well, because we know, as homeopaths, we know we do have that odd case where we don't understand what is happening. Is it me who is not getting to the right remedy? Or is it the person? He's not telling me what he actually needs help with. Or is this ancestral trauma that is not helping us? Or maybe I need a miasmatic remedy. But sometimes only removing the influence of the envi our environment on our system helps the healing process. And what Ton said so beautifully, what we need to do is change the reality. Please join our course, and I
And
am sure you will not be disappointed.
so what is important that I find the gap in the homeopathy, the missing link, and now we can manage the complete homeopathy. I think homeopathic detox therapy and human chemistry is a part of the complete homeopathy. All the rivers of knowledge goes to one sea to swim all.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
And we look forward to meeting lots of you on our course.
We definitely are.
Do visit us online and on our socials, and you will find all the information coming up very soon. But until then, Roger Savage, Ton Jensen, from myself and Nyla, it's been an absolute honor, always is, and will continue to be. Thank you for joining us here on the Homeopathy Health Show.
Thank you for having
Thank
us.
You. It was a pleasure to be here, and I hope to see you, everybody.
Take care.
Thank
okay.
you.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Tune in every week for inspiring conversations, bringing you all things health and well-being to your radio and podcast apps.
The more exposure the Homeopathy Health Show receives, the better for homeopathy around the world.
And please do support the show by clicking follow on our socials.
You can find us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk and on Facebook and Instagram at Homeopathy in Practice. Do give us a follow on there. Let's promote the voice of homeopathy around the world together. Until next time, stay safe and take care.